People do not seem to yet understand that crisis and opportunity are the same thing. Apollo, you're ruining my TED speech. Crisis and opportunity are the same thing. In fact, in Japanese, they have the same word. And what most of you people are doing is you're going through your life, you're seeing a crisis, you're seeing the world get destroyed, you're seeing Corona, you're seeing the American election be stolen, you're seeing all these bad things happen, and you do not identify any opportunity in these circumstances. You sit there and think, oh, well, the world does what it does, and I'll keep doing my job. I'll keep working at Starbucks. And maybe one day when my ship comes in, I'll make some money. Never. That's never going to happen. It's never going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why. Three reasons most of you are never going to be rich. One, you do not identify opportunity. The opportunity we are discussing now, which happened on the 12th of March, where I bought 600 grand of Bitcoin, which is now worth in excess of 7 million. I've done zero work. Zero. I've turned 600K into 7 million just because I identified an opportunity. It took me 10 minutes. You're sitting out there thinking, if I just had a million, if I could just become a millionaire, that's how easy it is. Now, you probably didn't have 600K to buy Bitcoin like I did. Fine. You could have put 600 in and had 70 grand. 70,000 you could have had from 600. But you do not identify opportunities. This is the first thing you do not do. You do not pay attention to the world around you. You just live in your little bubble. You're too busy arguing with your ugly girlfriend, too busy stressed out about some dumb shit, too busy sleeping in. You don't pay attention. You're not perspicacious. This is why you miss opportunities. It's the first reason you're never going to be rich. Second reason you're never going to be rich is that everything that is taught and told about wealth creation is outdated. Your parents' idea of how to generate wealth no longer works. Your parents say, just work hard, save your money, put it in a savings account, and then get a mortgage, and then you can pay off the house. All garbage. That stuff doesn't work anymore. Back when your parents were doing that, the savings account gave them 6-7% interest. Now you don't even get 1%. Pay off the house. How much cheaper was a house in relation to their wages then than it is now? It's insane. If you actually try and make money by just putting money in a savings account and getting a mortgage and paying off the mortgage, you're going to be broke until you're 60. And that's not getting rich. You need to be rich when you're young and sexy like me, not when you're old. Because nobody cares about the old dude in the Lambo. They care about the young dude in the Lambo. So everything you've been told and taught about wealth creation is outdated and wrong. The key to wealth creation, everything has changed. The whole game has changed. And I even say to people all the time, the ones I mentor and coach, don't buy a house. Rent a house. They're like, oh, but isn't that wasting money? No. What's wasting money is buying a house, giving huge interest rates to a fucking bank, and then tying yourself to one geographical location. The reason humans are the number one species on the planet is because of our adaptability, the ability to adapt. I can go anywhere on Earth. I can go wherever the money is, where the money resides. If the money's residing in Japan, I can go to Japan. If I need to go to Singapore, I can go to Singapore. I can go live in Las motherfucking Vegas. Wherever I'm going to get paid, I can go. And I'll just rent. Boom, boom, boom. I ain't got nothing tying me down. It ain't going to take years for me to buy or sell something. I ain't got to worry about all the upkeep and property maintenance. Buying a house is foolish. Now, I'm not going to lie. I do own this house because I wanted it to be exactly the way I want it. But I'm rich, right? You aren't. So you shouldn't be doing that shit anyway. You do not need to buy a house. It's one of the biggest mistakes you can make. It's a psychological thing that your parents have told you. If you own a home. And then I tell people this and they go, oh yeah, but you can always rent it out. You're going to spend $300,000 on a house so that you can rent out for $800 a month. And then every time the boiler breaks, you're going to spend $500 fixing the boiler. And they're going to damage your house. And by the time they leave, you're going to need a whole bunch of repairs. And they're going to be calling you all the time for hassle and stress if they even pay their rent on time. You think that's a good spend of $300,000? Do you know what else you could do with $300,000? Buy Bitcoin. Revolutionary. Your real estate can be on the blockchain instead of out here. Because when it's on the blockchain, it can be sold instantly. You ever tried to sell a house? Takes years. Ever tried to sell Bitcoin? Takes seconds. So this is the second reason you're never going to be rich. Because all your ideas and concepts of how wealth is created are outdated. Three, the third and most important reason you're never going to be rich is because you do not have a plan. You do not have a plan to get rich. Nothing good has ever happened on accident. Have you ever met a guy who's just got covered in muscle? He's got a six pack. You're like, hey bro, how'd you do that? You've been going to the gym. Nah, man, it was just an accident. Oops. No, he built that body purposefully. He did things specifically to get the result he desired. He ate a specific way. He trained a specific amount. He knew exactly what he was doing. Every rich person knows exactly what they're doing. People who are making money know exactly how to do it. You're sitting there saying, I want to be rich. You don't even have a plan to get rich. How the fuck are you going to get rich on accident? How's that going to happen? Oops, I'm a millionaire. Never.